Next up, we have Paco del Stinko.
Woo! Woo, Paco!
Buried under the sand, up to the top of the hill. Corpses lie under the dirt, waiting and still. You could get away from Cemetery Island. You can escape and you'll die trying.
I mean, Paco just brings his usual amazing rock and roll, you know. He's such a great guitar player, right? And when you think, oh, Paco's such a great guitar player, then you forget, oh, he's also playing everything else, and that is also very, very good. And I think this is one of those songs where his talents work to his advantage, and he just really has this kind of melodramatic delivery that fits with the title and fits with the challenge and the time of year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, not only is he a great guitar player, but he is a great guitar producer. Like that 70s Jethro Tull style folk rock acoustic guitar just sounds amazing. And I love his crunch tone. Like, it's really full and heavy, and he layers on these harmonized lead lines. It just sounds just epic. And, he just makes guitars sound fantastic. I understand he has, like, you know, an amp that's in the isolation booth, and he's got it mic'd up. Like, he does all those old-school recording tricks for making guitars sound epic, and it totally works.
I think you're making a great point. The production, right? The production choices of when to use which guitar on this track are very tasteful and well done.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, you know, that intro classical guitar sounds lovely, and that lovely guitar to hard rock transition, you know, that's a trope, but it works in this song and it's really effective, and I buy it 100%. You know, and maybe especially since it goes back to that acoustic soon enough, you know, kind of moving it away from the trope territory and into, you know, just really good incorporation kind of territory. And then, of course, at the end, that theremin.
I know,
it's
right?
It's so awesome. And I remember before when he'd used a theremin, maybe in, Praying Mantis or something like that.
That was another like spooky song, right?
Yeah, but he used a theremin, and I said something like, I hope that isn't a real theremin, because if it is, then I'm gonna have to go out and buy one myself. And he replied, off to the theremin store with you then.
We still don't have a theremin, Ryan, just to remind you.
Okay, all right. Time to get on.
Don't be, the holidays are coming up, but that seems like it's on you.
Yeah, I'll go to the theremin.
I'll go off to the theremin district and get myself a theremin.
Theremins.
You know, Ken, you mentioned that sometimes his vocals are a little bit over the top, and I've complained about that before. Like, maybe it's a little over the top for the song, but in this case, he nails it. It's just right. I mean, yep. he's singing about, like, being, you know, stranded on this creepy cemetery island, and, you know, the amount of angst in his voice is just perfect. It's the right amount of drama for the song, and it totally works.
Yeah. Great. Yep.
Yeah. Great song. Not a catchy ditty, though. I love the song, but I also need to admit that it sounds like something midway through a concept album, you know, like the last song on side one of a rock opera record.
It's prog rock for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, I love it, and I'm dying to hear the rest of this rock opera. But, yeah.
I mean, now that you've said it, he will do it.
This is 100%.
I don't know. We've been asking for it for a long, long time. We still haven't got his musical yet. So, I don't know. We'll have to, the song fight master will have to, release a string of all interrelated titles, and then you can battle it out on the rock operas.
How can we make that happen?
Hey, you might want to do it in like Nurein or something.
Opera
we
fight.
Can do it in spin tunes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, what if we did like a Nurein and it was all songs that were or were not about you too? I'm sorry, that's an inside joke. So.
I mean, I love the idea that you to run a side fight that is thematic in some way, right? Like,
yeah,
it's concept album fight. We're gonna have whatever six titles. We expect you to tell a story through those titles,
like minimum of 30 minutes.
Well, vowel sounds
per song.
Per side, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, per side. 30 minutes. Aside. That'd be great.
Like 2112, I think, is 30 minutes aside, roughly, right? That
sure
is my go-to mental model for rock opera that I like.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, but vowel sounds did that.
Yeah, they totally did that.
With Nurein.
Yeah.
And that those were not purposefully interrelated titles. So it can just sort of be done if somebody wants to say, well, I'm going to do a rock opera and I'm going to use the next eight song fight titles to determine the come to think of it, if you use the Brian Gray stuff too.
Yeah, the Gleebleverse, right?
Gleebleverse,
yeah. From Spin Tunes.
What? Oh, okay.
Sorry, he sort of did one song about alien called Gleebleglorp. who destroys the earth
for the glory of Gleeble Glorp.
That's right. And then he couldn't stop making songs about the Gleebleverse, and and they are so ham-handedly, you know, sort of pushed into these song titles. Anyhow, it's but yeah, okay, it's being done on one level or another by various people, but yeah, we need to maybe have a lot more people sort of doing it as a part of a their own rock operas. Okay, so that's a call out. Do your rock operas, folks. It's time.
Right. And then these and Two Chumps will podcast about it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
There's what you earn.
And you can turn all of your friends to this podcast station where we'll have a great turnout, I'm sure. The listenership will
double to 10.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get more and more specialized. All right. Anyhow, okay. Well, let's move on.